I hate Lent. When somebody said that to me the other day on Wednesday, I hope she's not here this morning, I wondered what my own feelings about Lent were. By coincidence, I had an email from Father Tom Sexton in Babadogo, an exchange for an email of mine, in which he said, I'm looking forward to Lent. And if Tony Hornby is here, he can tell us how seriously they take Lent in Babadogo, don't they, Tony? How many hours were you on the road on Good Friday?
Three
hours on the road.
3 hours in church afterwards.
And service afterwards. So I asked myself, which category do I fit into? Those who dislike Lent or those who like it? And when I look at my paltry efforts to do something for Lent, I feel I haven't much enthusiasm, like falling back on the old habit of giving up sweets instead of doing something more serious, more worthwhile, more life-giving. I imagine that for most of us, our memories of our childhood Lents make us shudder. No sweets, no ice cream, except on Patrick's Day, if you were Irish, when the prohibition was lifted for a day. And the idea of God that is implied in all that idea of self-mortification is really of a God who delights in seeing us grovel before him and beat our breasts and wear sackcloth and ashes. But to get a better focus, a truer focus on Lent, let us perhaps look at what our prayers in this Mass today are saying. Take the prayers over the gifts, which I will say in a few moments. We pray, Lord, may this sacrifice change our lives. Lord, may this sacrifice change our lives. Nothing to do with our efforts. And the last prayer of today's Mass, Father, you increase our faith and our hope. You deepen our love in this communion. Again, nothing to do with our efforts to put our lives in order. And these two prayers make it clear, don't they, that God does everything. And so perhaps we might be better off looking at what God is actually doing in our lives, rather than asking, what should I be doing to make myself more pleasing to him? We're clearly meant by these two prayers to believe that our being here at this Mass can change our lives. And we are meant to believe, surely, that the Father increases our faith and love and deepens our love in this communion. And so we ask ourselves, does that seem true to me? Am I any more loving, any deeper in my faith and hope by my attendance at Eucharist, perhaps every Sunday? And our answer might well be, not as far as I am aware, but wait. Let me bring you a bit of good news on that score. As you're well aware, our behaviour in all aspects of life these days is monitored and researched by principally sociologists. And the question how our attendance, our regular attendance at church affects our lives has been measured by one of the greatest of existing sociologists. An extensive survey lasting for 2 years was carried out by a team from Harvard University under Robert Putnam, one of the most famous of sociologists. And I will try to list as briefly as I can the findings of that survey. It says regular attendance at a place of worship makes people better neighbours, better neighbours. They are more likely to give money to charity. They're likely to give money to a homeless person, likely to do voluntary work, more likely than others to spend time with someone who is depressed or help somebody find work. And as well as on the personal level, there is even more to be said about it. Frequent worshippers are also significantly more active citizens. They're more likely to belong to community organisations. They take a more active part in local civic and political life. They are disproportionately represented among those who work for social and political reform and justice. And the final summing up is, they turn up, they get involved, they lead. And it says the margin of difference between them and the more secular world is large. And the article where I found these statistics has this message for us. Religions build strong communities, and the country is going to need them if we are to create the big society. On our own patch here, we might take note of these findings when we say those prayers later in the Mass. Over the gifts, may this sacrifice help to change our lives. Believing that our frequent attendance does indeed change our lives in ways that we may not connect with being at Mass. And when we say the final prayer, Father, you increase our love and our faith and hope. You deepen our love in this communion. We might give ourselves the benefit of the doubt that it does affect us, our weekly attendance here at Mass. So I suggest we take some joy from the belief that our lives indeed are being nourished at their deepest level by our weekly attendance at this Mass. And I find, as I go around and have done for all my priestly life, the amount of quiet, hidden helping that goes on among people is unknown to the world in general. So many people helping their neighbours, looking after sick members of the family, giving up so much for the good of others. And I'm sure that when I listed the effects of frequent attendance, you are able to put ticks in the boxes for many of the people who fit those findings in your acquaintance. And hopefully you ticked a few boxes, or maybe many boxes, for your own contribution to the big society, but even more importantly, to the citizenship of God's kingdom.